Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uyikho konke eimpilweni zethu ngaphandle kuka Jehova siluthu bazalwane uyashala unozipho phiri ekanye ne joyous celebration bathi uyikho konke empilweni yami isikhathi ke manje sithi 7 after 2 o'clock after 4 o'clock ke batho thoma problem program ekotlase muruti
Yeah.
After 4 o'clock, 8 after 4 o'clock. Mm. Now we say kwamkela umusanda kungena. Siyabonga ukuthi ube ngumngane, ube ngumsizi. Yeah, lingasuki iphondo lakho njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngikanye no Apostle Pinky Mosome. Mfundisi, thi ngiqale nje ngokuthi ngikubonge. Yo, isikhathi sakho singaka.
Amen.
Osiphe sona kulenyanga yonke ka October uyazi I'm honored.
Amen.
Yeah, and it is uyazi ku humbling ukubona umuntu okuthi uyayimisela emsebenzini kaNkuluNkulu because ho traveler haha ho tloga ko tlogang and then o tlo fitla mo Pretoria. Aksiyona into encane o esithatha kancane.
Amen.
So siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen. Thank you so much. Re lebogela Musa.
Yeah.
Re lebogela Musa. Life e ga se ya rona, se maphelo a rona re a dimilwe.
Yeah.
So we must just learn to give back.
Mhm.
And go atlogella ko modimo because sometimes re batla go controller and that's where we go wrong as humanity, you know. Genesis 2 ya re blela gore Modimo ga creator everything o createle everything and then there was rain and then aba feela gore man gona le selo se seng se se shotang gona le something se se shotang because I've created everything for my worship for the purpose of worship then aba bona gore ke tshwantse ke create motho, you know, and motho because he wanted Mutu ane a steward, ine a manager, and a coordinator the entire creation gore e kgone e fulfill the purpose of worship. So rona ha re tla re le batho, we want ownership. Ke mo re senyang te re, we want ownership of life.
Yes.
We want ownership. Mm-hmm. And we were not created to own this life. We were created to manage, to steward, to coordinate, to facilitate so that everything can go back to God for worship.
Amen.
For the purpose of worship.
Amen.
So this is not our life. So we really thank God even for this platform. We thank God, guys, for I was talking to my mentor, Dr. Lydia Mweng, Umbrella, the history of Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
I didn't know. I was shocked. I don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
That is not a small thing.
Yeah.
Then she started giving me list about works of writing. You know, the legends, the generals who have worked here, who have been here, who have built the station.
Wow.
And I felt so humbled. And I'm still saying thank you so much. Lina, I might not even understand, but the most safest thing is just to be obedient.
Yeah.
It's just to be there for the purpose of worship.
Amen.
Amen.
Yo. Yeah, nathi usibusisile kakhulu ukuthi uhlale nathi lana and kuningi sikufundile and you know nama revelation abakhona lapho njengoba bekhuluma indaba ye the cause of the anointing. Njengoba ngisho phambilini ngithe sometimes batho ra ba bona walking in their calling le anointing but ha re itse gore ba fetile ko kae. Rona re tla be re ntse re re yo Pastor Pinky she's very anointed but ha re itse gore yay o ndlule kuphi. Yeah, so I'm happy ukuthi today uzo utlo open up about your walk, your challenges, and the grace eling hore e gorwetse until obe o fitlhe mo ne re bua of ompotsa hore this book we kwetse for 7 years. 7 years.
7 full years.
And we kwala, you know, kurke kyahu imagine nje. Utswadikeleli sometimes. Sometimes maybe oh no, blame amudim. Or mara, why God? Why are you doing this to me? And rile bala gore, you know, rena le gore vela re why me? Tswantse ibe mang haise wena. You know, unkulunkulu angakuthwesa into, but already uyazi ukuthi ayi henka ifa Pinky aka khona ho irwala and then afeta and then kausane atofa testimony ka yona.
Amen.
Yeah, ke kopa ba dumedisa ko haye, and then before sizongena odabeni lwakho ngindlule ngala, and then ebe re tswella ka taba ya rona.
Amen. Dumelang ba mamedi ka lebitso la Morena Jesu. All over, wherever you are, we thank God for you. May God bless you. Re leboga gore e be le na le rona until this far.
Amen.
Today we are still together. May God grant us the grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Asenze kanje siyabuya no Pastor Pink, and then if unama question uthanda ukuthi nawe u comment ingcingo zethu zihlezi zivuliwe, uyazi ukuthi ungangena ku 0123341322 mhlambe boloku nemibuzo seloku inyanga yonke le eloka ikhuluma indaba ye the cost of the anointing, you know, unama questions uthanda ukuphawula, so sizokunikeza lelo thuba today. Ungathumela naleyo voice note noma i text ku 0826572729.
Ukukhula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Are you ready to make yourself a more compelling candidate for any career? Take ownership of your future. Enroll in the I Am Youth e-learning program today for only 100 rand a year. From leadership programs, computer skills, soft skills such as customer service, sales and stress management, or learn how to construct a CV, basic to advanced Microsoft Word, Outlook and Excel skills. You can even practice your K53 learner's license. We have entrepreneurship courses for all business types. Get all these courses and more for only 100 rand a year. That's right, only 100 rand a year gives you full access to all the bouquet of courses. Simply visit iamyouth.co.za and click on the I Am Learning tab to register today. I Am Learning with I Am Youth.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, si khona bazalwane, uyawazi ukuthi usithole kulawo ma platform. Uma ke uthanda ukungena ku YouTube kwamanje si live, ungaya ku Radio Pulpit YouTube channel, and then bese ke uyalalela, unga commenta no commenta ku comment section. And then lapho futhi kumnandi ngoba nanoma engekho la umfundisi, and then une question wakhona ho robwele ko di comment section, and then aphendule if like it's a question or ngathumela nje your comment. Pastor Pinky, before sikubeka and then ushare about your journey, how are you feeling namhlanje, and how has this journey of sharing your story been for you?
Sure. Yo, what a prophetic question. What a prophetic question. I don't know how I'm feeling, but I'm feeling things.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here.
Ngicela uthathe imike yakho uyibhekise emlomeni wakho. Okay, like thank this. You so much. Yes, ukuthi sikuzwe kahle.
Yeah. I was saying, as I'm sitting here, ne?
Yeah.
I'm feeling things. I'm going through things. But I get working. But what I know, ke gore, I've been here for the past 3 weeks. And what I'm feeling today, it's not anything that I felt in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And that ibontsha gore you know, you cannot get used to the things of God.
Yeah.
I've written this book like Kinekicho, it took me 7 years, full years because of the pain.
Yeah.
It's autobiography. It's about my life.
Mm.
And I released it ka 2020.
Mm.
And I kiso create a platform that much to talk about it. I don't think I think it's about the issue of timing.
Yeah.
But every time it feels new. It feels like it's a new thing. It's a completely new thing. That's exactly how I'm feeling now.
Mm.
You know, it. It's like I'm not carrying any experience. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
I don't know it. It's a completely new thing. Mm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it is. And perhaps it's because of the nature, or whatever that is entailed in it. I would really encourage the people of God, children of God, to read it.
Yeah.
Because we are carrying the message of the cross, and we are articulating it in different ways.
Mm.
When I was inspired to write this book, it was a pure instruction. Like, you know, khonale dinakotse utla utlwang modimo clear. Clear gore o utlo gore this is God.
Mm.
So that's what I experienced. He said to me, you see, this life that you are carrying, it's not yours. It's my life. I borrowed it to you.
Mm.
So you are going to lay it down. And everything that you went through, I want you to write it down, write about it for the purpose of healing and restoration. So there are people who will be healed, who will be restored, who will be encouraged, who will be strengthened. Baba tlo krang hope when they read your story.
Mm-hmm.
So your story is a ministry on its own. It's a message for people out there.
Mm.
So write it down. And that's the reason why you had to experience what you had to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. So how buaka the cost of the anointing, what does that mean to you personally? I'm asking this question because I know her it'll unpack her. Dilo tsenga it'll build up a moke batlang hore fitle ko teng. Yes.
For me, it means my life, or the life that I've written about, is not about approval.
Yeah.
It's about the glory of God.
Yes.
That's why I had to go through what I went through. People might not understand.
Mm.
People might not be able to interpret even maybe the personality behind it or the character that is being expressed because of that.
Yeah.
And I also understand, Hore, God allowed pain in my life because He wanted to turn it into purpose.
Mm.
It was about the issue of purpose, and there was no way that He could express the purpose that He had planted in me any other way.
Mm.
It had to be through pain. It had to be through that particular type of way. So it's not we are not trying to say. But what have we been Mudimu or what have we dealt Mudimu because they would talk or anointing it would talk and stuff like that. We are not saying that, but at the same time we are saying anointing high cheap, as much as it's not for sale, but it's not cheap, it's not for free. It's not just gonna come and sit on things. The purpose of God, it's too particular, because it's for God, it's for holy God, for the holy God. God is holy. And He will remain to be holy, and He will not compromise His holiness because of us. So if He wants to express His holiness, He wants to express the purpose that it's planted in your life.
Yeah,
that will be the process of him exalting himself.
Mm.
And when he exalts himself, he's exalting his holiness.
Mm.
Now, for those things or for whatever that he wants to express through you, honali di condition, honali the way I plant anka thing, purpose in your life. And when he comes to plant it, there are things that have to be uprooted.
Mm.
There are things that have to be uprooted to give this the new plantation an opportunity, a chance.
Mm.
Yeah. So the uprooting ikewanache etlisang pain. Because like I said, King David says, I was born a sinner. From the womb put it in a link the irregularities.
Mm.
From the womb put it like the ready to come material to eliminate. He says it's hot. Unfortunately, now Harris is really old enough, or Harris is really enough to express the gift and the purpose of God. Certain things, selling already adopted, they transfer to Corona, they impartile through that 9 months process and through the environment. So the reversal, that purpose of uprooting and realignment, is not easy.
Mm.
It's very, very, very difficult and it's very painful.
Mm.
So now, having to understand that, it doesn't come cheap, because that's exactly what brings discouragement in many people. That's exactly what brings a loss of hope. Because they misinterpret the pain for goreba hatiwa ke modimo or modimo khakala or modimo ba lebetse gante ke process e. So it's really grace if you can get to a point of understanding. A gona ntwe botlhoko like ona le problem but o sa understand the problem ga go ke eng. When you go through something and you don't know what you are going through, you don't understand that. So if you can be granted grace ya gore o tlhaloganye, it's not because Mudimu cannot hate you. God does not know how to hate you, because you are a reflection of his own image. When he looks at you, he sees you.
Mm.
So what he does is something that you have to understand. You have to understand. So this pain, I have come to a point of understanding that it was necessary. It is still necessary,
mm,
because there's no any other way. For purpose to be expressed and to sit there, it comes as a form of pain that is going to be taken through a process to progress.
So was there a specific moment or maybe a season more pilomba how u realize hore, you know, this anointing truly comes with a price? What was happening? The pain is no shabane letzona giri pain it's a young.
You know, I said last week, I think it's 2 weeks back, when we were talking about the star that is born with a child. Hore hamutazalo utzalo ka gift, utzalo ka this peculiar thing that comes upon you. And then I even went to a point where Jesus was announced by the angel Gabriel, you remember. And then Mary then got pregnant and then from pregnancy the star was expressed through the pregnancy. The devil was able to see the star even at that level before even the child was born. So sometimes you go through like na what happened to me. I realized morago ukila bona when you go through things, how ukena ko your position of understanding, then you lebella ko morago ke gone tlhaloganyang gore okay kante ga this and this was happening, this in the imina this and this and that. So it is now when I look back ne ke gona go bona gore from birth Really, I went through pain, and it was because God was a protecting purpose. Marikana ko e unekisa understand, because we remember I shared hore. I was born in Soweto, and I was taken to my grandmother. Village. Today it's even better today because honali a level of civilization.
Yeah.
But being born only an opportunity to stay and to be raised by both your parents because it's important for every child. It's very significant for every child. I go through prison ministry today. I still see men over 50 baba khodile ba santsane balla they still shedding that tear ya gore papaka this papaka that I don't know my father, I've never known my father, and I look at myself gore lenna I've been in the same position, but I'm not crying the way they are crying and I didn't have to go through what they went through to express the same pain that I'm also carrying. So I can safely say I've been going through the issue of anointing when God was protecting purpose when I was not even away from the time when I was taken away from my parents, and then I was taken to varsity when I did not have money. I did not even have a cent, your registration. And when I went to my uncle, hulokopa chelete, because mudimo onkhopuditse, you know, utlisitse that reminder in my spirit gore kana motho o ha o gola nathlole antse a go promise gore wena mchana ha o gola ha o batla go ya varsity de bo ratang sekolo ka teng ke tlo go isa. So hana go ya gore ankise sekolong etla setse anyetse yana setse ana le di commitment tsedi, but I was bold enough gore ha modimo fetsang khopotsa, because now my parents didn't have money and my father didn't believe in educating a girl child, a rike waste. So I went back to my uncle kana ko e ona a feela gore ana chelete vele, because one a anyetse ne, and then the boldness ya re ke molatelle ko mosebetsing ke lo mo embarrassa ko mosebetsing gore fela ampe chelete, but it was just money ya go register. So I went to varsity ke tshwere chelete ya registration. It was between registration and degree, that money. But the way I was determined gore ke tlotswa mo varsity e ke tshwere degree ya ka ke tshwere honors degree ya ka ya social work gore ne ke tlo yetsa yang, I didn't know. And that whole process was also painful because I had to gore ke kope maroko from friend to friend, different tsene se tsaka tsene ke tshwantse ke etse di friends ko university just fela gore ke kgone go nna le ko ke tla robalang teng ke kgone go ya ko sekolo. And when I look back now, I am seeing gore God was building faith in me and God was with me even then. And kana ke nako ene ke sa kgone go gopola le the Lord's prayer. I did not even own the Bible. Kanako eo. God was, he was very far from me. I had nothing to do with God. I was hating even kereke. But he was with me. The very Jesus that I denied, he was with me then. And he was building faith. He was building purpose. Keneke se awe. So, but khona nunke khoneke understand that. Then I went through that. And because of the faith that he was building in me as a gift, kanako eo. Before Easter, I was called to HR at university. I just received a letter called classing. And the letter was saying, you are one of the best students in the Faculty of Social Science. So you are being awarded free bursary. And that's how I pushed my education from that point to graduation. And when I look back now, the Lord has risen me to minister to youth. The ministry that I'm called to, it's prisoners and youth.
Okay.
When you look at the children who've been with me and who've been through my hands, all of them, a gona o gona go nna le excuse ya gore a ka se sekolong a ka se university after matric, And there are so many stereotypes that have been broken in their lives. To a point, I would meet the parents and say, tse di sa khoneng go trusta gore ngwana a nne le freedom ya go tswa from home to go to the mall. You know, ke sa bui ka go tswa from Joburg to study in Cape Town. But God has used me so mightily to break those stereotypes for those children to get to a point of freedom so that they can, their parents can be be able to embrace even the purpose. Because if you limit a child at that level, you are going to have to limit, you are going to choose a career, which is something that almost made me fail and almost made me gore ke lose life yaka, because for the 3 years after matric I was I was influenced to study nursing when I was not a nurse. I knew gore I was not a nurse, but because the friends tsa ka ne ba tla go tuta nursing, na ka end up akirketsa nursing, and I couldn't do nursing until I was aligned, because there was always this voice in me, and it's a social work. You have to do social work because you are a social work. And I remember ke kholela ko magang, I don't even know what social work is. And Kante Mudimu was building ministry through the profession. And I had to come to my senses for after 3 full years of sitting home, ke tsaya go apply la nursing ka very, very good marks. It's a matric. Ebe le khone ke apply lang social work, and that was when now ke tuta gore ke ske ka share that secret ya gore ke apply la eng ko kae le mang, and that's how this whole career thing was saved. But I found myself going around circles, and this is what is happening in many children when too many people get involved, because usually what you have to study as a child or as a human being is connected to your purpose. Because when I got to varsity, then I thought I would major in psychology, in sociology, in all these ologies that were attractive. But I found myself majoring in criminology, in a course that I did not even like, for that matter. And that's where I got cum laude. Khante Mudimu is grooming me for forensic. He's grooming me for prison ministry. And I didn't know. So when I went through that course, it was pain because I didn't like it. And you can imagine, but ba ya go classing kadi course ba di rata, when you are forced to study this thing that you don't like, and you don't understand what is forcing you, what is channeling you through that course, you understand. So when I come out, then I have to start life because I'm in a relationship already. I'm engaged to be married. Because this is the relationship of the only man I have ever known like that in this life. And but then I didn't know, because why wanna lehola? Because when God shapes purpose badly, the reason why I was taken to my grandmother, ke khone ke understanding now when I see the expression of my lifetime, of my lifestyle. Because there, imagine if I could have ke kholetse ko Soweto, it could have been different in terms of me and relationships and me jolo and this and that. But when I was with my grandmother there was nothing exciting gore o tla phela memo jolong o tla phela ko di boyfriending. I did not have excitement, or not gore ne go le that strict gore o ka se tsamae le bashimane, o ka setse, but Mudimu will just take away that interest away from you. Gante he is shaping you for this thing. So now I get involved with this guy, and because he's from Joburg, then o chakela ko magaeng, And I'm doing that out of pressure. Ya gore ke na le di friends tse di leng go di relationship, and every time ka January tsontse re fane ka feedback gore wena go etsa getseng ka December and stuff like that. So that's how I was forced into this relationship gore at least ke doche. Ke itse gore ke tlo mo docha, because when coming to the issues of intimacy, I had fear ya gore gore ke na le this imagination, and then if I have to sleep with a boy, what has to happen to me? Like, it was just something that was scaring me. And it's only now, again, that I understand why Mudima Sampa excitement in that area. Because when you go through my book, you will understand that. When you go through purpose, Mudimo ako shape, or shape even the lifestyle, and you think it's you, and it's not you, because the Bible says it's not by might nor by power. So we end up osa enjoy the lot say life say the piece saka kudisa disa enjoy osa understand the whole why. So when by the time I graduated, I was already engaged. When you look at my graduation pictures, I'm wearing engagement ring. And then when I now got to a point, re unpack the plan of getting married and having a child and this and this and that. But that's where things started to. I want to talk to somebody out there, maybe who's going through that, because that is something that is common. You will try to get married and the in-laws are di khobatle, and then you don't understand why, and you think it's because it's you. Can't they, even if it was somebody else, it was going to be so. Ke ga gona go starta gona lentwa, because now the this whole commotion was against the issue of building a family for myself. And then to a point, in that process, I'm now jumping to chapter 2, which is the most painful part in my book, where I got pregnant. Because kifila khore, people are not going to stop my life. I'm going to do what I am able to do, which is having a child. Now, when I started having to announce now the issue of pregnancy, remember that time, but I was not believing in witchcraft. I was just living my life. I was not going to church. I was just an academic. So when all these things happened to me, I could not even understand. So then there was this particular time when I went to my gynecologist for a routine checkup. When I got there, I was just too excited. What I was seeing, concerning, it looked like my twin. You can't expect my twin, you know. And for whatever reason, that day I was alone. And that was the only time I was alone. Only to find that ke kradi news it's a hore, we have to induce this child. We have to take out this child because there is an abnormality with the child. And I remember I'm already montoing ya gore every 3 months, every 6 months, go organize abo malume kataba ya lobola, and it's not happening, and we don't understand why is it not happening, and then nothing is coming together. Go tsata go nna le di challenges o sa di understanding, and then now this. So the report from the doctor ke gore o kare ngwana o na le problem ya gore ha khone go like the bladder khona le o kila bona ha o boy ha o boila an egg ebe e nna le crack go tswa bo white bole. So o kare ba bona that thing something says white say. So if atlo batlo motlogela for 9 months or even for 6 months, because I think I was about 5 months pregnant, and utlo tlokofala utlo shwa, and then linna I'm going to die. So that's why they were pushing for induction. That was the most painful time of my life, and we had to sit there and argue, because then they had to refer us to the second for second opinion for this gynecologist from one specialist to another, and all of them were saying that mara they could not come up with the diagnosis ya gore diagnosis ke eng gantle gantle. So hence khona no modimo has given me the message ya the womb with track records of tears. I'm coming to that as the grace that you receive from that burning bush. So eventually we agreed, because it was not easy for me to agree to be admitted, for them to induce, to take the child out of me, you know, because utlo tlokofala. Ha ba fetsa go mo induce, ha ba fetsa go induce, then ngwana ke o watswa batle. They could not explain now, because there's nothing wrong with this child. But the child,
wow,
is lifeless.
It's lifeless.
So the child is lifeless. I'm carrying the child. Bampile ngwana gore ke mo bone. I think it is about 2 a.m. I'm still drowsy. Oh. I feel a lot of pain. Ke admitilo ke sna pain. Now I ke na ngwana, but ngwana ha, there's nothing wrong with the child. And ha ke ba botsa, they cannot explain. And then they want to take the child for research to confirm whatever speculations they were making around the child. So now then I'm crying and I'm refusing with the child, and I'm alone. And my mother couldn't come because she's far. And I'm alone because it's at night, 3 a.m. Hossein Koko private hospital. And then bampa another injection gore bang induce bang robatse gape, because I was now wild, I was aggressive, I was this and that. So when I get to papama, ke papama e le gore gona le modumo mo spetlela, a ke tlhaloganye gore go etsagalang gante, the father has come, because ba mo founetse gore before we take the child for research. And habari, we are taking the child for research because it's trauma. We are both traumatized. We don't even understand the words, like simple words, as academics as we were. We could not understand anything they were saying. Kanti bara gore banka ngwana batlo itsa whatever se ba setsang, we are not even going to bury the child. And they are not explaining. So when I woke up, ke papa ma ele gore gona le this modumo gante ke yena mo passaging. He's fighting, he's kicking the walls, there's blood all over. And we end up being admitted in the hospital, both of us.
Sure.
And I'm talking about the pain of losing
the child
out of nothing, out of something that could have not been. This is premature death. Hadisetiribuaka spiritual language. This is witchcraft. And it's not only aborting the child, the devil aborting the child, the life of a child. It's the devil aborting the life, my life and my family life and my marriage and everything. Because fast forward, when I got out of there, the God that I didn't know, I said, God, you know I don't know you, but I know you can hear me. The only thing that is going to take me out of this pain is when you give me another child. And remember, I was alone in that prayer or in that conversation. And it's me, the mother, and the father is not included in this. I always say now to people, no matter what you are going through, never, never allow your spouse to be lonely just because you are going through something.
Yeah.
Go through it together.
Mm.
Because that wish prayer, whatever that I did alone, carried me. Because it took me about 12 months for me to conceive again. That's why my child now, the name is Kotato. And that's exactly what I felt that time. I felt so comforted. But he did not, and he could not even make it.
Mm.
So I lose the child. I lose the father of the child. I lose everything. Everything.
Mm.
You know, because we are together, but it's like I'm walking alone.
Mm.
And the pain in lang personal. In lang personal, ishaba wena.
Yeah.
But, and ishaba wena to a point ya kuru wena unna destructive. I'm a social worker, I'm a therapist. And I don't remember a time when I asked him, Hori, how are you?
Mm.
As a man. You know, men are going through that, and but men, renality expectations say, they must be strong for us, even when we go through this alone.
Mm.
We go through this together, but men don't cry. And I thought I did not believe in that.
Mm.
But when I look back, I see myself that in that bracket as well. I was there. I was expecting him not to cry.
Yeah.
Why would I expect him to come to me every time? And but I don't even encourage anyone to check on him and to check how he is and how he's doing. And he could not even make it.
Mm.
And me knowing how much he wanted the child even more than me. But when we went through pain, it's like I forgot about it now. You know, because of the stereotypes.
Sure.
So the stereotypes, little on it, they become part of how we carry ourselves through through the pain and through each other, through relationships. You know, you can lose everyone against around you because now you are pushing people away because of the pain.
Yeah.
When even people are trying to reach out to you to give you that support, you don't see it as support. You see it as interference because of what you are feeling at that point in time.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Already, so it's like only 10 minutes and you still have a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. Yeah.
Yes. But ngoba sithembisile lapha emakhaya ukuthi sizovulela ingcingo if they want to ask you questions.
Mm.
Maybe singabanikeza this remaining 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ngiyabona kunemibuzo lana ethi ngiqale ngalo. Which gift of the spirit is best preferable when a believer operates under the anointing? Is it faith, prophecy, love, speaking in tongues, among others? Okay. And then wabuya futhi wathi, it seems as though you have a case against that particular private hospital. Take that issue to court. Okay, sizophendula mesibuya ngala ngoba lokhu kumele sikwenze. Sithathe kancane nje I break.
Amen.
Yeah, 012-334-1322.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
It's not over until esho uJehova ukuthi it is over. Mfundisi mhlambe kulo 5 minutes esinawo singaphendula la bekune voice note lana but I'm not sure ukuthi mhlambe ngathi beku ithi ngimlalele la uThokozani ukuthi uthina ngazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngalena or maybe kule segment the second segment. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Sis B, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm still listening to your good music, good testimony delivered by your listeners.
Thank you.
Hey, you do me a good afternoon, yeah, Sunday, homonate, whatever, refreshing after the church.
Amen.
Hey, but you take me back to the church whereby this morning they were preaching about, the faith in action, especially in the morning devotion.
Uh-huh.
They were delivering the what do you call the message about the faith in action. So I found it interesting, you know, because of the preacher, the one who was conducting the preaching today, have indicated the fact that sometimes you know, faith, it starts by small when you just only accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then he even continued in reminding us the Apostle Paul, Hanare, faith is substance of things, or of all things that you are hoping for, you know. So among the commentaries that have been dropped out there, so I've underlined the fact that hore, whatever sometimes we always think, then usually kimwelo ren relahlelo ke focus and then hona le tabele ya hore sometimes you find if God have neglected you or God have forsaken you, but they're not as important about the fact that ring le rona hare le bana ba modimo, the Christians all over, re kana ra reflect ka the scriptures le sa the Malachi 3 mo modimo are test me and see that I'm God. Hare le positive, and then we also have done the lotse loren dibatlua ke at the book of James 5 or and then man more the book, I think, yeah, the book of James, if ever you lack faith, just pray for it, how cooler, then just seek one natural rappel, and then if you are being burdened, but someone you can confide to. So not even forgetting the fact they are Ephesians 6 from verse 10, I think, more luring ibuaga the armor of God, and then the spiritual armors. So then wa utwisi isa hore arle bana ba modimo re ntsena le the weapons kapa ammunition luring we can defend ourselves ka yona. So usually we are quick to say modimo man or lebetse, but then happen on sometimes we need to put faith in action, and then rebe effective when coming to come home modimo re tsangateng. And then we cannot even forget Rebatu. We need to play our role during the processes and remedy the response from God. Now, Arkalapele Rehoputane, Relevant Mamudimo, now when Daniel lay the Banbara Kinsoga Rasi Bupi Samulo, Honor Ularapela, according to the Bible, Ularapela, and then Lingule responded only after 21 days. And then Kiatomufa responded, it's not like we couldn't hear your prayer, but then the problem is, there were 24 demon forces that were roaming around in the spiritual realm. So then each and every day, the angel of God had to take one or one. So in the process delay, and then the delay is not denial. Sometimes you believe you are not even fit for the course in advance, and then even before at bopa from our mother's wombs. So originally, to be honest, what's going to get this? wabona. So ona nthole or sometimes you can apply mosebetsi only because you are stranded, but then ofusa ofumane mo la hamudimo atlo araba bo fumane gore entle ke mosebetsi ntshwane la kuona ho latela di skills tse ke nang le tsona le capability ya ka. Aus ba hle ke a leboa. Have a lovely afternoon le your listeners. Pulpit, our lifestyle.
Amen. Sure. Amen. Yo ukhulume kwagcwala umlomo. Sale, how many minutes? Okay. Are utlwele mo ritle lo re maybe ka se khone wa raba ne. Those voice notes. Yeah. Okay.
Sanbonani bahle.
Sawbona ma.
Umfundisi umphuthi lo eFort Lawrence.
Amen.
Yeah, Pinky ngiyakuzwa. Calling. The price of the anointing na calling akusi charge play.
Amen.
As long as you are called by God, the devil angeka kiyeke. And the training nayo ikhona khona lapho.
Amen.
Kodwa ufuneka uvume ukuthi uhlakaniphe ngezwi lenkosi. And discern between the work of the enemy and the work of God. Uthi Jehova ezwini lakhe laba babizile ngaphambili uyabalungisisa. Ziyasehlela lezi zinto to prune us and to teach us to trust in God, to focus on Jehovah, who's our source. We thank God, Guti, we are more than conquerors, and we are always going to win. Pezuga Satan. Yabonga Guti, you are well equipped. Unkulunkulu zohamba nawe. We must not forget Guti, life is spiritual.
Yes.
Life is so spiritual. Yes. There are spiritual forces that are fighting against us. We thank God. Be strong, woman of God.
Amen.
Stand.
Amen.
Siyabonga mfundisi Mphuthi. Asilalele la omunye.
Isibahle konjani?
Ngiyaphila mawe njani?
Nkosi Sibahle, yazi ngathi 2 weeks, is it really 4 weeks? No, pastor. Ingathi kuninza fanele asikhuthaze kukho yazi kusekhona izinto afanele azithulule singahambi sitshayisa endleleni nencwadi yakhe engathi singayithola nonzikelelo eFort Lawrence dali yo what a powerful teaching and encouragement because yes, this is emabandleni but izinyo izinto thula ukuthi zibhekene nawe ngqo. Zibhekene nawe ngqo. So now xa kukhona umuntu uThixo amvusayo ukuvula abanye abantu amehlo. Yazini. Siyabulela sithanda sami. Siyabulela sisibahle, siyabulela kumfundisi.
Amen.
UThixo amgcine. Amen. Loze. Le amnikeze yona angayigcina angayigudli asiphe yona sisherele yona.
Amen.
Nkosi babayi.
Amen.
Yo mfundisi, in closing ngicela ukukunikeza only 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I can say to my mamedi gore yes, I went through loss, but I still carry my peace.
Yeah.
I've been deeply broken, but I'm not destroyed.
Amen.
Because God was with me. And it is Him who made me unshakable.
Amen.
Again, I feel I can't go through until pain is a breaker.
Yeah.
A position. And don't hide your scars because they are not signs of weakness. They are a proof of survival.
Yeah.
And a proof of victory and a sign of victory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm sorry ukuthi kumele ngiqinqamule ngoba isikhathi silandelayo accessone sami esaka Pastor Ray Legodi. But definitely you have to come back.
Amen.
Because awukafiki la kumele ufike khona. And then kusese kuningi. Ngisazofunda incwadi yakho but kulama page engiwafundile already ngibonile ukuthi there's a lot. Bakuthola kanjani? Mhlawumbe shiya nje iWhatsApp number.
076-495-3335. Mm-hmm. Then get thing look at TikTok, Pinky Musome, and yeah. Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. So, Pina Slangane Futim Fundisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, God bless you.
Blessing. Empilweni zethu. Remember mzalwane ukuthi God's word never returns void. So keep immersing yourself kulona, keep believing and ungakhohlwa ukuthi your story isn't over yet. O Pastor Lekgodi uzokuthatha uzokuyoshaya u 7 o'clock. So buya futhi next week Sunday ngaso lesisikhathi. God bless you.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.